with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard. Mother Nature's giving just a little reprieve, depending on where you are. We're just a little bit above freezing, but
whammy.
Yeah, man, she got us this week. There were some single digit nights there that they haven't put a little frost on your pumpkin. But anyway, I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Let's talk a little bit more about smoking, because there is a way you can actually smoke in your garage. I mean, with a smoker.
I feel this bus coming over top of me again.
No.
If you were listening in the first segment, we had a little grill fire this week.
But if you think about it, some guys have these nice little electric smokers.
Right.
And those are really safe.
Yep.
They're really safe. They create some smoke. They're an electric appliance. They've got safety cutoffs on them. And really, they're not built too well for inclement weather, a lot of them anyway, unless you get one of those nicer stainless ones. So I think putting that in your garage, it might, and some of them are pretty cheesy, so you'll just help it out temperature-wise. You won't have to fight the temp so bad.
Yeah, they're not insulated steel. It's a single
Well, there's
skin.
Lots of variations of
right.
them. Some are, some aren't.
Right.
But don't do the propane one in your garage. But the electric one, I would back up and say that would be one exception to that garage rule.
I would keep the pellet grill out of the garage, too, just from personal experience.
Yeah. Yeah, in case you didn't listen, go to the Facebook page and look at that nice Louisiana grill that some wonderful person gave to Joppy, and he's trying to ruin it. Let's talk about gas. So what are your thoughts on gas grills in the winter?
Well, that same freezer that went on the blink, I had some sirloin steak in there, and I decided to grill it up. And I went out, and that same night that you were talking about, it was like zero out. And I fire up my gas grill because I just want to do them on gas, get it done. And it took, first of all, the cover that was on my grill, it was so cold that the vinyl was frozen. So I had to be really careful taking that off there not to break the vinyl. I mean, when I'm down in that cold and you're taking the cover off, that stuff gets brittle and then it'll ruin it. So I got that off there, but it was kind of frozen the shape of the top of the grill. You know what I mean? Because the snow was on there, so it took a minute. I get it off, I get it lit up, and it's taken forever to get hot. And you know that we've always talked about, bring your steaks up to room temperature, go out and put them on a hot grill. You get great sear marks. They're going to cook evenly. I went out the first time and put them on there, and there was no sizzle. There was nothing. Normally, the time it would have taken to get that grill hot, because I know the grill, you'd throw that meat on there and you get a nice sizzle and you're like, ah, okay, I'm here. Nothing. It was just like thunk. It went on there. I'm like, this is not hot yet. And the reason is Mother Nature. I mean, it's not rocket science, but Mother Nature, zap.
How long did you preheat it?
I was there with like 10 minutes.
Not enough in the winter.
No, it wasn't. It
not
wasn't
for a
at
grill
all.
Like that.
Right. Yeah.
I know your grill.
Right.
It's a good grill, but it's not a... You know, it's not
infrared.
No, it's not.
Right.
So you have to get the convective forces working for you.
Right. And the wind was blowing. And what was happening is it was sucking the heat right out of the grill because the wind was blowing.
There's the problem with convection.
Right. Exactly.
It will suck your heat out.
Right. So anyway, after, you know, another 10 minutes is 20 versus 10. So now the rest of my meal that's going on inside is jumped ahead. So I got to go in and, you know, it's fundamental stuff, but it hit home. That on, you know, Tuesday night when it was 5 degrees out and the wind was blowing, I wasn't grilling like
I normally
did.
So there's a good lesson. If you're headed for a new grill, make sure you get one that has at least a couple burners that are infrared. And I know like Fire Magic, AOG.
These are a little bit higher end grills.
They are. They are, but it'll be the last grill you ever buy.
Right, right.
It'll be the last grill you ever buy.
DCS makes a good one.
Yeah.
I use those in. Well, I used a couple of those this summer in a couple outdoor kitchens.
That'd be down there on the list.
Yeah.
But there's American Outdoor, that's AOG. Fire Magic and AOG are like my favorites just from a quality standpoint. DCS isn't bad. I've just seen that, you know, there's a lot that beat that. That's right. A great brand for a lot of other stuff.
Right.
But I would differ with you on the – anyway, get an infrared burner. Try not to get a Chinese one, whatever you do. They do work.
And
you've got that flat top 360. That's got an infrared.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a little tailgater.
That's a cigar lighter.
Right, yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's
hey,
a cigar
that's
lighter.
A great idea.
Yeah.
So preheat. Another thing is it's always dark.
Right.
So if you can find a way to keep some lights out there somewhere, because you might have to do a little rigging, jerry rigging.
Yep.
And keep some lights out there so you're not always making it a big rigmarole, as they say, to do your grilling.
Oh,
so
I got
make
another
it easy
one.
On yourself.
I got another one. My grill now is outside on the deck through the slider. A lot of people have it that way. There's tile on the inside and there's snowy deck on the outside.
Great combination.
Not so much, because when you walk in with the snow, you've been inside, your shoes are warm, you're going out on the deck.
You need a rug, dude.
Right, yeah. Inside and out. Because when my feet hit that tile floor, it was like, good thing I only had one handful of tongs, because I had to grab the door to keep me from going down.
Yeah.
You know, so well, be careful with that.
That's been a problem we've had with you for a long
time.
Yeah,
right. You got a tray of meat in your hand, then you're in trouble.
So
right?
What are you going to do with this old freezer?
You know,
is it you're going to fix it?
It's a refrigerator freezer, and it seems that the refrigerator part of it's working. It's the freezer top that's not.
Is that the one you keep in your garage?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool storage.
I got a deep freeze next to it. So I can put the stuff in there.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
But it would make for a nice smoker someday.
Yeah.
If it's old enough.
Right.
But
well,
if it's plastic lined, you don't want to use it.
That it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you could still retro that.
Yep.
You just put some
We've seen guys
in
do it.
Oh,
yeah.
They're great for smokers.
Yeah, great insulation in them. Sure.
So little update on Operation GI Barbecue. If you just tuned in, this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every Saturday and Sunday around the Great Mitten State. And soon... parts around the world. You can catch us online at thegrillinguys.com. You can follow us on Facebook /thegrillinguys. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy at Twitter. So there, said that.
Lots of grilling going
on. There's a lot of grilling there.
Handles.
We are doing the big tip uptown, which is going to be fun. But we had a lot of cool people recently step up and help us. Our rifles from Henry Repeating Arms are in at Allen Bob Sports. Go into Allen Bob Sports on South Division, just south of 28th Street, and go right in, take a left, head down to the gun counter, look on the back wall, and you're going to see a couple of gorgeous brass Henry rifles. The largest repeating arms maker in the world has given us two beautiful octagon barrel rifles. One's a 30-30, one's a 45-70, and we're going to be auctioning those off very soon.
Now, those are those lever action jobs, right?
Oh, the rifle Henry, man, baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 All of that.
Yeah.
You
whatever
gotta go
that
in there
was.
And
that was
these...
a bluebird, I think.
Right. No. That's the Western whistle, man. Come on. So how we're going to do this is what, Bob?
The good people at Bonefish Grill in Grand Rapids have stepped up and offered us all sorts of great gifts, prizes, golf equipment, meals. So we're going to do a joint venture with them. We're going to do it on a Friday night, and it's going to be in February. We're locking the date in right now. But we're going to have a silent auction at the Bonefish Grill, complete with a happy hour. We're going to have too much fun and some great food at Bonefish Grill on East Paris in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So those Henry rifles are going to be on display for the next month at Allen Bob's. Go down and look at them. If it's something you're going to want to bid on, come down to Bonefish and eat with us and put your bid in. You might get a steal on those things.
Yeah, you know what their signature item is at Bonefish? Bang,
yeah.
Bang, shrimp.
Yeah.
How cool with the Henry Arms, huh? Get the
I like
connection?
That.
Yeah,
I like
this
that.
Is where this is going. coming up next, we're going to continue our little soiree down the cold trail and talking about cold weather grilling. And we're also going to talk about some affordable things that you can put on the grill. Doesn't always take a $16.95 a pound steak to make great grilling. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.